This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We're just scratching the surface here of the amount of hits that you're going to hear Scotty McCreery perform at the John and Tammy All-American Summer Show Saturday, June 14th at Front Wave Arena. Scotty's bringing the band Perry with him, also Kelsey Hart and Will Mosley. You can get those tickets right now at KSON.com.
So the date is Flag Day, right? And it's All-American Summer. And there is nothing more Americana than Scotty McCreery. How do we know? Well, one of the times that we chatted with Scotty McCreery, he not only was on a walk with his wife and his children, but the grandparents were with him as well.
So, Scotty, clearly from the background noise, you're not alone right now.
I'm on a little family stroll. I've got the grandparents, the dog, my wife, and my little baby, my baby boy. So we're just walking around the neighborhood.
My God, it's like the grandparents, the parents, the kids, the dogs. My gosh, could it be any cuter? Anybody have a picnic basket in there?
Well, yeah, we're walking to lunch, so we'll go get a little something here.
Every moment of Scotty McCreery's life is a slice of Americana.
What a wonderful thing.
I actually heard a bluebird land on Scotty McCreery's shoulder while he was having that conversation with us.
And it's just, I just love him and his family and who he is.
Speaking of family, you'll be very happy that you can take your family to this show. It's Scotty McCreery, after all. He's super clean cut. Or is he? But do you ever let loose with a good swear word? I mean, sometimes when you stub your toe on the side of the couch leg, oof, and it feels like your toe's been amputated, mm-hmm, and you don't even want to look because you're afraid of what you're going to see, you don't go darn it then, do you? You got something a little more saucier than that going?
Oh, man. Yeah. I make sure there's no cameras going on the golf course. I think I'd have a few disappointed fans if they saw me out there after a bad shot.
There we go.
There it is. Awesome.
I knew Scotty McCreery was a drunken sailor when he gets angry. God, wouldn't you pay good money
to watch
him go off?
It's just not him, though.
That you so least expect it from. Like, oh my God, Scotty.
Well, he's not
kiss
going
your mom
to.
With that mouth?
Get your tickets right now for the All-American Summer starring Scotty McCreery, the band Perry, Kelsey Hart, and Will Mosley. Tickets start at $46 and, again, an all-ages show. It would be a super fun concert to share with your kids.
Go to KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Back at the wall. It's gone. Jackson Merrill homers his third of the year. And it's now 7-5, Chicago's. Machado grounds one to short. Swanson goes to second for one. On to first for two. No, get away. Here comes Fernando from third. He'll score. Padres take the lead. 8-7 San Diego. They trail by four at one point.
Thank you, Don Orsillo, Padres.tv. Thankfully, we are out of Chicago.
Yes.
That team is good, man.
Mm-hmm.
We found out that we're not going to go undefeated this year, as we found out Friday and Saturday. But darn it all, if you would have told me when we started the season that the first 10 games you'll be 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll take
you.
It, right?
In fact, the three best records in baseball right now are all out of the National League West. Yes, it's early. The Giants are in first, then the Dodgers, then the Padres, all with the best three records in baseball. And what's their reward for not getting swept by the Cubs? The Major League Baseball schedule makers did the Padres the favor of having them play in Sacramento, which means they had to get on a plane immediately after the game and fly across the country to play a game in Sacramento tonight against the A's.
So when I saw the A's on the schedule, it's just in my head automatically that it's the Oakland A's. And I'm sorry, but I wasn't even aware that they moved to Sacramento.
They're squatting in Sacramento until the stadium is built for them in Las Vegas, where they'll be the Las Vegas Athletics.
That's right. Okay, this is so weird because this just popped up in my Instagram feed today. Every once in a while, I get these things from like vintage 80s or whatever. Stanley Burrell was a bat boy for the Oakland A's until 1980. Stanley Burrell is more commonly known as this guy.
Can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living and you know. Can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man.
MC Hammer was a bat boy for the Oakland A's. So cute.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
7:05 first pitch, and you can hear every pitch of every game, as you probably know, on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. I'm so glad that my girlfriend Sam got me into the TV show Love on the Spectrum, because I could appreciate the video so much more that went viral this weekend of Tanner from Love on the Spectrum meeting his hero Jack Black on the Kelly Clarkson show.
I don't think there is anybody more happy than Tanner getting to meet his idol Jack Black. It is the sweetest thing.
Okay, well, last time you were here, you got a video from an actor that you admire, Jack Black, and you also have a goal to meet him, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I want to be 31 when I meet him.
Yeah? You got an age for that one, too. Okay. Yes. I love it. I'm going to start this age thing, like in goals. This is a great vision board. So we know how much that you've enjoyed that video, so we asked Jack if he could make another video for you, so check this out.
Okay.
What's up, Tanner? Jack Black here. I still cannot wait to meet you in person, but I'm on the road with a Minecraft movie right now. But luckily, I have insane ninja kung fu powers, which means I can come through these doors, and I'm gonna see you right now when I come through these doors.
So I'm happy to finally meet you. Oh! Jack, I'm happy to finally meet you. Look, you're so handsome. You're looking good, Jack. And Jack, you're very active, just like me. And you're very strong, too.
I am. You know, yes. I do work out a little bit.
Me too, me too, me too, with my friend Zach.
We should do some weightlifting together. You could teach me some tips.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know what? Guess what? I'm going to get your phone number. We can work out together.
Hey, I love you on the show, and I can't wait for the next season. And I'm so happy for you for having all of this success and time in your life. And to meet you in person is really amazing for me, too.
Yeah, Jack, it's really amazing for me, too. Yeah, Jack. Yeah, Jack. Thank you so much, Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly, thank you so much. This is the best day of my life.
Nothing but just pure, unadulterated joy.
I know.
That's all there is to it. What an incredible show. I never would have stumbled upon this, but I'm so glad I did.
I've been watching it since it came out. There's actually was an Australian version first, before they did an American version. And it's a powerful show. I've been preaching about it for a long time. I think I told you guys about it.
You did.
Yeah. And it gives you so much faith and hope. And it's so pure and positive and lovely. For those that don't know, I have a 6-year-old with autism. When he was first diagnosed, one of the scariest things was thinking about what his future was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, you know, you have these futures in mind for your kids. And then once you hear that autism diagnosis, you suddenly don't know what your future is. And it's absolutely terrifying. Seeing this show helped me realize, okay, there is a future, gave me so much hope for what my son might be able to do and to not limit him by his diagnosis. And I just love it. I can't get enough of the show. I love the parents on it because they're so lovely with their kids. Every single one of these adults trying to find love are so genuine and heartfelt. And just, I can't say enough good words about it.
It really is a good show.
Yeah, and there's 3 seasons, too. You can find it on Netflix, Love on the Spectrum. Also, you can see the clip of him getting to meet Jack Black on the Kelly Clarkson show on John and Tammy's Facebook. Facebook page.
San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Alyssa, who's in Lakeside. Hi, Alyssa.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for asking. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, can you head out for a minute?
You bet. Good luck.
Alyssa, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Alyssa, Ronnie Dunn walked off the stage during a weekend Brooks and Dunn performance with two songs left to go. Apparently, Ronnie's been battling illness. He's feeling better now. What is the name of the other member of Brooks and Dunn?
John.
Happy birthday to Russell Crowe, who turns 60 today. Crowe starred in Gladiator. True or false? Crowe won the Oscar for Best Actor and the film won for Best Picture.
True.
Jennifer Garner and Judy Greer had a mini reunion in Paris on the set of season 2's The Last Thing He Ever Told Me. What movie did Jennifer and Judy star in together?
13 Going on 30.
Eminem became a grandpa over the weekend. His daughter Haley gave birth to her first child, Elliot Marshall, a nod to her dad using the name Marshall. What nickname is Eminem known as?
Slim Shady.
And finally, Grammy-winning producer David Foster celebrated opening night of his new Broadway show, Boop, based on Betty Boop. What is Betty Boop's signature line?
Boopy-doop.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Alyssa, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good.
Yeah?
Great weather.
It was spectacular weather, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Although I couldn't get home last night, yesterday afternoon, rather. The Carlsbad 5000 was going on, and every exit, how do I get home? I had to go through the parking lot of the train station to find a back street to my house. True story. should have planned better.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel very good today. I'm going to give Alyssa 4 out of 5.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. You surprised yourself.
Yeah, I did.
Tammy, Ronnie Dunn walked off the stage during a weekend performance with two songs to go in a Brooks and Dunn concert. Apparently, Ronnie has not been feeling very well, but he's feeling better now. What is the name of the other member of the band?
Kix Brooks.
Kix Brooks. Alyssa, with John, it's 1-0 Tammy. Happy birthday to Russell Crowe, who turns 60 today. Crowe starred in Gladiator. True or false? Crowe won the Oscar for Best Actor, and the film won for Best Picture.
I'm going to say true.
That is true. Alyssa knew that. Anybody see Gladiator 2?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean.
As good as the first one?
It's a little different, I think. I don't know. I mean, I found it to be just different.
It tells the story really well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Both positive reviews. Nicely done. It is 2-1, Tammy. Jennifer Garner and Judy Greer had a mini reunion in Paris while on the set of season 2's The Last Thing He Ever Told Me. What movie did Jennifer and Judy star in together?
13 Going on 30.
That is right. 3-2, Alyssa knew that. Eminem became a grandpa over the weekend. His daughter, is it Hallie or Haley? I think it's Hallie. Anyway, she gave birth to her first child, Elliot Marshall, with a nod to her father, using the name Marshall. What nickname is Eminem known as?
Slim Shady.
Waka, waka. Slim Shady. I don't know what that was, by the way. I was trying to do like a waka, waka, waka. You know, and I just, that sounded more like Fozzie Bear. All right, it's 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Grammy-winning producer David Foster celebrated opening night of his new Broadway show, Boop, based on Betty Boop. What is Betty Boop's signature line?
Oh, you know what? I don't think I know. I don't know.
I think it's basically all she says.
Boop, boop, be-doop.
Alyssa got close enough. I gave it to her. So today we finish with a tie, 4-4. You're not going to get any money today, Alyssa, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Little Big Town with Russell Dickerson at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 5th.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome, Alyssa. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you, guys.
Whether you know him as Stu from The Hangover.
Hey, Phil, am I missing a tooth? I can't. Oh. Oh, my God.
Or Andy from The Office.
There have been reports around the office that you have been talking baby talk.
Why would people say that?
Well, I have it on good authority that you said the following. Can you read that back to me?
Andy have a boo-boo tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather me say, hey, guys, my irritable bowel syndrome is flaring up?
Hello.
Hey, Ed.
Can you believe you just said, hey, Ed?
I can't. I don't get nervous very often, as long as I've done this before interviews, but I'm actually nervous. Very nervous to speak to you because I'm such a huge fan, and I don't want to be a fanboy with you.
Hey, you know what? Let's just roll with it. We'll be ourselves. I'm nervous. Let's support each other here.
Oh. Okay, I love that you said that, because there's no way that you're nervous. I don't believe that for a minute.
Ed Helms has a successful podcast called Snafu. Ed Helms, as you probably are also aware of, played the dentist Stu in the Hangover movie series, and Andy, the Nard Dog Bernard, on the legendary TV show The Office. I just watched the dinner party episode last night.
Oh, wow. Oh, what a classic.
I'm sure you get this a lot, Ed, but not only is it my favorite episode of The Office, it's by far the most uncomfortable episode of any television show I think I've ever seen.
I think you're right. It is one of the, and I will say the outtakes, you know, shooting that episode is probably some of the hardest laughs I've ever had in my life. When Steve is showing us his flat screen TV and he pushes it, he's like, he's so proud of how it sticks out like 2 inches from the wall. It took us like 20 takes to get through that. It just was so, so good.
We're chatting with actor Ed Helms this morning.
Actor, podcaster, and let's not forget, unbelievable musician.
And I know it's going to be hard for you to answer this question, but what was your favorite moment, maybe from The Office? What was your favorite moment in doing the Hangover series? Is there one?
Well, that's a great question. There were so many adventures making those movies. In particular, you know, the second one we shot in Thailand for a couple of months. And I will say, this is a dark story, but I got the worst food poisoning of my life in Thailand.
Oh my God, that sounds like a nightmare.
I was going to die. I was like,
really?
In my hotel room, so sick. And I called our first assistant director, and I said, I don't know if I can work. And he's like, well, you're getting picked up at 6 a.m., so we'll see you there.
Wow.
And, like, you know, the train just doesn't stop. It doesn't matter how anybody's feeling. Like, you keep working on a movie. And so I get to set, and Bradley and Zach took such good care of me. And we made it through these scenes, and it was incredibly intense. And I was literally curled up in a ball on the sidewalk between takes. And then I would rally and stand up and, like, do these scenes. And the guys were bringing me Sprite. They were literally sitting there with me, like patting me on the back, just like, hang in there, buddy. And it was a horrible moment, but also one of the sweetest things. And it's why I will forever be so deeply bonded with those guys and love them dearly.
You may
forever.
Know him as Stuart from The Hangover. You may know him from Andy from The Office, a masterful musician, host of Snafu, the podcast. And I have to throw it out there before we get beeped out of here. I loved Cedar Rapids, Ed. That movie I can watch. I love that movie, man. NTS, not too shabby.
Not too shabby. I am so proud of that movie. Thank you so much for bringing that up. I wish that movie got more attention.
It's absolutely hilarious, and you are so charming. And your scenes with Sigourney Weaver, again, it's one of my favorite movies. If you haven't checked it out, do it. It's called Cedar Rapids. It's hilarious. It's touching.
I think John C. Reilly deserves an Oscar for that movie. He's incredible. He's so heartbreaking in that movie.
He's so great. And the late Anne Heche, too. I forgot about her. Oh, yeah. Just what a great movie.
Yeah.
Go see Cedar Rapids.
Brilliant.
This has been such a treat for us. There's nobody that doesn't know who you are, and yet you are still so relatable and so cool. And thank you for that, because you could be, well, super famous and super douchey, but you're not. You're just Ed Helms, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. This is great. I appreciate it.
Say one more quick question. When people come up to you and bother you in the street, do they call you Stu or do they call you Andy?
It's a lot of Nard Dog.
All right, Ed, we have to let you go. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Take care.
Not enough time, Tammy. Not enough time. I have so many things I want to know about The Office and The Hangover.
He's a busy guy, John. He's a busy guy. We are super excited because KSON's Sneaky Sound Send-Off, this time to Stagecoach, is back. And it's coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Awards for Community Magnificence,
otherwise known as RACMs.
Yes, John and Tammy's ACM Awards. We got a nomination, our very first ever in the 25 years we have worked together. We finally got it. Now, whether we win or not, we don't really care.
Oh, really?
Okay, I care. Okay, we care. But we thought we'd have some fun with the road to the ACMs by giving you awards.
This week, we are looking to crown the best place in San Diego County to get the meat sweats.
Here come the meat sweats.
Now, it could be a steakhouse. Mm-hmm. It could be a butcher shop.
A burger place. You know, I've had burgers like that. Woo!
I can't believe I ate that whole thing. I'm literally sweating gravy.
So today is your last day to get in a nomination, and then our top five will be voting on the rest of the week. And if you go to KSON.com, you can do the nomination right there.
It's our John and Tammy Road to the ACMs. In this case, awards for Community Magnificence. Tammy played a game of Name That Bone with the guys in Parmalee at Boots in the Park on Saturday. What?
Oh, my God. So, backstory real quick.
We should probably tell the backstory.
Yes. So, when I was getting ready to leave for Boots in the Park, my husband, Kurt, was looking at my hat, and he's like, I think you need a cooler hat band on that. So, he comes out of the closet with a hat band that he has had since before I knew him. It used to be on one of his fishing hats, and it's got this cool little animal skull on it, which was great, something that he found many, many years ago. when he was out fishing. And
keep in mind now, Tammy's talking about an actual animal skull.
Yeah, it's just a little skull he found when he was out right. fishing. So it made a cool little piece on this hat band. So,
oh, by the way, I'm going to stop your new best friend's PETA from sending you another package. Tammy did not kill this animal. Tammy did not hunt this animal.
Neither did my husband. No, it was found.
So it please was found. Stop what you're doing, PETA.
You know, just like people who happen to have, like, maybe a steer skull for decoration in their house.
Yes.
Same thing. It was a found object.
I want to stop them before they, you know, waste any more valuable postage.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so we thought it would be fun to see if the guys in Parmalee could guess what kind of animal it was.
So we're going to play.
Let's get a good look at it.
What kind of skull
out there.
All right.
is on the hat band?
This is the other side.
This is not ball sockets. All right.
I see it. I think it's a squirrel.
Josh?
I was going to say weasel.
Okay.
I'm going to go with snake.
I'm going to go ahead and second that. I think that's a rattlesnake.
Okay. Jessica, do you have a guess?
Chipmunk.
Knowing you guys.
But this is old. This is from back before I knew Kurt.
Possum.
You know what?
That's a small possum.
By the way, if you saw the video and guessed it was a squirrel, you know your skulls. It didn't surprise me at all that so many of you got to Boots in the Park specifically to see the guys in Parmalee hit after hit after hit, and then an Usher cover.
Yeah, I know. It was super fun. Producer Jessica, I mean, you and I were both talking about this. That was the most that we've seen people come super early to make sure that they were there for Parmalee. I mean, that was great.
100%. The place was packed solid for them, and everybody was singing along to every song. Because mm-hmm. they just have hit after hit after hit, like you said, John. And mm-hmm. It's hard not to get excited and get sing along with them.
Hard for everybody except the ACM, who refused to even nominate them for best group.
Oh.
What we were able to watch on Saturday, you're scratching your head, and I mean no disrespect, but what did Rascal Flatts do this year?
Well, and that's a good point. All they did was say that they're going to get back together. They did put out a song.
They got a nomination for best group.
Yes.
Parmalee.
Yes.
Did not. Forget about didn't win one. That's a shame in its own right. They didn't even get nominated. What do they have to do?
Poor guys.
Anyway, what a great, great Boots in the Park it was. It was wonderful seeing you. Thank you for being so kind to us when you did.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Valley Center. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
Hey, would you do me a favor, pal, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave the studio?
Absolutely. Good luck.
Charles, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Charles, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Khloe Kardashian's Good American Jeans just partnered with this legendary country singer. Is it Kacey Musgraves, Dolly Parton, or Miranda Lambert?
Oh, gosh. Kacey Musgraves?
Good Night and Good Luck opened on Broadway this week, starring the writer, director, and actor who was in the film version, too. Who is he?
Don't know.
Katherine Hahn stars alongside Seth Rogen in the new Apple TV show, The Studio. Katherine starred alongside Kristen Bell and Mila Kunis in what movie?
Oh, I think I just watched that. Oh, gosh. Get Him Into the Greek? No, it's Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yesterday, Alex Ovechkin broke the NHL all-time goal record, scoring his 895th career goal. In breaking this record, he surpassed what legendary hockey player, known by many as the greatest player, a.k.a. the Great One?
Wayne Gretzky.
And finally, it's the end of an era for Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos. The Live with Kelly and Mark co-hosts have closed up shop at their studio in New York's Upper West Side, where the show is taped for 37 years. Within three, and without going over, how long has Kelly Ripa co-hosted Live?
15.
Let's get Tam back in. Charles, what's happening with you today, man?
Starting a work week.
Yeah? And what do you do?
Construction.
Okay, very good. What you building?
Houses.
All right. Working man. What's wrong?
You just said that a little weird.
Yeah, when I get construction workers on, I kind of change my tone.
That's right. Anything, Tammy.
That's right.
I got my tape measure out.
I bet you do.
We all do, Charles. All right. Charles did 1 out of 5 today,
okay.
Tim.
Okay. All right.
Khloe Kardashian's Good American Jeans just partnered with this legendary country singer. Is it Kacey Musgraves, Dolly Parton, or Miranda Lambert?
Dolly Parton.
Dolly.
Jolene's. Jolene's. Such a great name.
It's 1-0. Timmy, good night and good luck. Opened on Broadway this week, starring the writer, director, and the actor from the film version. Who is he?
Is that George Clooney?
It is George Clooney. Charles didn't know. 2-0, Tammy. Katherine Hahn stars alongside Seth Rogen in the new Apple TV show, The Studio. It's excellent. Very funny. Katherine starred alongside Kristen Bell and Mila Kunis in what movie?
Oh, Bad Moms.
Bad Moms. Charles went with Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which Mila Kunis was in, as was Kristen Bell. Just not that one. Tammy, yesterday, Alex Ovechkin broke the NHL all-time goal record, scoring his 895th career goal. And breaking the record, he surpassed what legendary hockey player known by many as the Great One?
Wayne Gretzky.
That was right. Beautiful ceremony, actually, during the game.
It was also, I was reading, too, it was the same amount of games that Gretzky played that he beat.
Oh, really? His goal.
Yeah, the exact same amount, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Anyway, it's now 4-1, Tammy. And it's the end of an era for Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos. The Live with Kelly and Mark co-hosts have closed up shop at their studio in New York's Upper West Side, where the show is taped for 37 years. Within three, and without going over, how long is Kelly co-hosted Live?
Let's go with 15.
Oh, that's exactly what Charles said. It's also wrong. She's hosted for 24
wow.
years. And it seems longer to me than that.
Oh, really? I didn't think it was as long as that.
Today, Tammy beats you, Charles, by a score of 4-1. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you, man.
A pair of tickets to see Little Big Town with Russell Dickerson at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 5th. Everyone else can purchase their tickets starting Friday at Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome, pal. Have a great day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Charles in Valley Center, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy, do I smell?
Okay, that's weird.
Do I smell?
No.
Yesterday, I was doused. I'm talking doused in gasoline.
Oh, my God.
And I can't get the smell out of my nose. I've never had this happen to me in my life. But yesterday, I guess just one of those days, I was gassing up my car in Poway, put the gas pump in the tank, hit the lever so the gas would start flowing, turn my back for 1 second, the pump falls out of the tank,
okay,
but doesn't shut off.
Oh, man.
Starts spraying gas all over me. My legs were soaked, my shorts soaked through, my shoes maybe ruined because I can't get the smell out of them. Ugh. I've washed my shorts now 5 times.
Oh, my God.
And I cannot get the smell out. But I've never had this happen to me. Has this happened to you? Is this a common thing? 833-287-1037. And why doesn't the gas automatically shut off if that happens? Oh, by the way, to the many people that were, watching me in this mishap, first of all, thanks for not offering to help me at all. Secondly, I apologize for the language I might have been using as I was trying to corral this gas pump gone awry. It was moving around, spraying gas everywhere. It could have been really, really dangerous. And thankfully, they had a hose there that I can kind of clean up. Mm-hmm. And my truck reeks of it now. And my shoes, again, I think they might be ruined. Have you ever seen this happen?
I've never seen it happen. I've never had it happen to me.
How about you, Jess?
Yeah, it's happened to me twice, actually.
Two separate times the thing fell out and started spraying you?
Mm-hmm. Both times at a 7-Eleven for some reason. I guess 7-Eleven doesn't like my RAV4. And it fell out.
Sure,
and
that's what it is.
Yeah. By the second time, I was smart and knew to back off really quickly, but the first time, my shoes were ruined.
So I was in Poway meeting my daughters for a movie. Mm-hmm. We saw an early movie yesterday morning. Julia is in town from Minneapolis, St. Paul. And on the way home from the movie, I had to gas up.
Sure.
Then that happened. And then I had forgotten that the Carlsbad 5000 was happening, and almost every exit going back to Carlsbad was closed.
Oh, man.
So the traffic was like, and I had like one way in. And
in the meantime, you're stinking like a big gas tank.
My head pounding.
Oh, I bet.
So I had all my windows open. I was in less than a good mood when I got home.
I imagine you were.
Has anybody ever had that happen to them? And why aren't those gas pumps equipped to turn off if something like that would happen?
Well, somehow, I guess the locking feature, I guess, didn't come out. I don't know.
Or 833-287-1037. Good pair of shorts. Ruined. Ruined. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Brian's in San Marcos. Brian, you experienced something like John where you ended up getting sprayed with gas at a gas station?
Sprayed? More like doused.
Very similar. It the hose didn't actually fall out, but it kept pumping gas into the tank, so it was spraying out of the tank. And I ended up, you know, getting the front of myself all soaked. And one of the things that the gentleman at the Costco gas station offered was they had a spray, like, in the at the service station to clean up spills on the cement.
Oh.
And he actually sprayed it on my clothes, and I was able to get the smell out after a few washes, you know, at home in the laundry.
Okay, that's a good piece of advice.
I don't know what the what it is that they use, but because he told me, he says, well, when you get home, you're not going to get rid of the smell, but if you let me spray this on you, you're going to find it a lot easier to get rid of the gasoline smell. So that's my tip for the day.
Well, that's a great tip. But now I'm wondering, they sell it inside so that you'll have to come buy it.
I don't think it was sold. I think what you meant was that that's what they use as employees to clean up, right?
That is correct. And they keep that at the pump. And that's what they use to spray on when gasoline is spilt on the, like, on the cement.
Good to know. Appreciate the heads up, man.
Hey, no problem. Sorry that you had to go through that.
Oh, thank you. Man, my truck's still just driving in this morning. I was like, ooh. Woozy almost.
Well, go to Costco and see if they'll spray some of that inside your truck next time you go by there or something.
All right.
That's a good piece of advice. A great piece of advice. Thank you, honey.
I would be wary of people hanging around Costco asking people to spray them, but in this case, it's an emergency. Smell emergency.
I know. At first, I thought he said they sold it, and then I was like, now, wait a minute. Yeah, that'd be a way to make some money, wouldn't it? Oh, you got sprayed by gas. Gee, we have the...
Just happened to have this
the
sale.
Anecdote,
$29.95.
Right?
The anecdote.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.